queen of fact and story. In the window, her robe hung out from her shoulders, flying on a current of air surrounding her, a breeze which gently lifted the purple silk apart from her naked body. So the veined skin, the lucent nipples, the shadowy umbilical depression, and the tight curled hair on the Mount of Venus all shone in a veiled soft purple blueness of sunlight filtering through silk. Beyond through the window, the apples glittered on the tree. Boughs of red fruit twisted out to the sky and hung to the sun to ripen. At the tree's root, a fresh green shoot grew. Near the queen on the floor lay the lioness. The lion eyes glowed like bowls of copper inverted, curiously metallic and unpopulated. The beast lay coiled like a spring, purring with warmth, awaiting some attention from the queen. The queen herself had eyes full of legends. She left her body naked as a decoration for the room, and through her eyes told stories for the delectation of men and women and children who came to see her.